Welcome to the GetRealWealth.com radio show, where wealth means a lot more than just building a second stream of income with real estate. Listen and learn how 90% of the millionaires in the world use real estate to create a life that most people only dream about. A life that includes good health, family, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Now, here's your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we are here together working to improve our financial IQ. This is a show for people who are like me, who simply want more out of life, or for people who have worked long periods of time, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and they don't feel like they're getting into the financial position that they want to be in and don't feel that they ever will. And those two groups have one thing in common: they're willing to do something about it. Today, I want to go over a couple of concepts that are most of you are familiar with, but they're coming up quite a bit in email questions, phone questions, and so on. And it's the question is about paying off your home, why we don't do it, and the concept that the IRA and the 401k somehow save you taxes, which they probably won't. So let's hack away at paying off your house first, because the poor and the middle class, they think that's what you're supposed to do. They think, man, if I pay off my house, I won't have a mortgage in retirement. Yeah, that's great. That's what they think. But what they have sitting there is a thing called dead equity. It's really not doing anything for them. The example I like to use, and if you've got a $250,000 or $300,000 house, it's going to be worth $500,000 when you retire or more. If you have a $500,000 home paid in full, that's $400,000 that should be working for you and your family. You go out, what we're doing, say a person comes in, joins our club, and they learn how to invest in real estate. And I'm going to use the number 20% rate of return. That'd be the internal rate of return. They know how to get that now. They would go out, refinance their home, $500,000 house. They would allow you to pull out $400,000 and invest that $400,000 in either a syndication of an apartment complex, or maybe they buy 25 single family homes. And they're going to make about $80,000 a year. 20% of $400,000 is $80,000 a year. Their mortgage is going to be about $24,000 a year. About $24,000 a year to make the house note on the $400,000. That leaves them $56,000 every year to do whatever they want to with it. To go buy more rent houses, to invest more in more syndications. Paying off your home, again, is a poor and middle class belief, because they believe they're going to be broke when they retire. They don't have any plans to build a second stream of income. They're using the strategy they've been taught, the strategy of trying to save your way to retirement, which doesn't work. And so to them, it's great, my home's paid off. I don't have a mortgage payment. First off, there's no such thing as a paid off home. Just because you don't have a mortgage payment doesn't mean it's paid off. You still have taxes. You still have insurance every month. You still have garbage, gas, electric, water. It's still a huge liability, even if you don't have a mortgage. But again, these poor and middle class beliefs of, you know, save your way to retirement, pay off all your bills, have no debt. Some of those concepts are good. But if you're not doing something to build a second stream of income, you're going to have massive difficulty in retirement. Massive. That strategy that they use leads to 95% of Americans being unable to retire by age 65. 95%. When you look at the 5% who do retire successfully, the vast majority of them, almost all of them, have second, sometimes even third and fourth streams of income that come in every month, every year, whether they live 10 years or 40 years in retirement, doesn't matter. But people who save up even $1 million, which seems like a lot of money, and it's not, they're saying, well, I've just retired. I have $1 million. They get on their knees and pray, dear Lord, please let me die before I run out of money. That's literally the position they put themselves in by trying to save their way to retirement. And you ready for this? Some of them are sitting in $500,000 homes. And a lot of you will be, because if you got a $200,000 or $300,000 home, 30 years from now, it's going to be worth $500,000 or more. That's dead equity. That money should be helping and serving your family, not sitting there in the house. Now, am I telling you to go refinance your house right now and pull the money out? No. The first step is to get educated so that you're no longer, so that your financial IQ is high enough to get the 20% rate of return. Most of you, your financial IQ is down around 2, 3, maybe 7% rate of return. To you, that seems like a good rate of return. If you'll get out there, educate yourself, and learn how to make 20%, raise your financial IQ, it really will change your life, your financial destiny. It changes everything. All right, this is the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. If you've got a question for me, feel free to join me live on the air. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with your family? Would you like to travel more? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour introductory workshop on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit GetRealWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or feel free to email me. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com, asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Remember, if you're a little shy or you feel like you got a dumb question, use a fake name if you call in, or put anonymous in the subject line of the email. 281-558-5738. Okay, the next thing that we want to talk about is the IRA, the 401k, any of these tax-deferred vehicles, retirement accounts, savings accounts, these things are extremely deceptive. They were originally designed for the ultra wealthy. People in 35-40% tax brackets, depending on who's president. So that when they retired, they could pull their money out at a lower tax. And somehow they started marketing it to the middle class. And guess who uses it? The middle class. I don't know many rich people with IRAs and 401ks. It's not something that wealthy people do. It doesn't save you taxes unless you fail financially. So what you want to ask yourself is your plan to fail financially? Is your goal to retire with low income? Because those are the only two ways that they're going to save you taxes. Think about it. If you put $1 million in there, which is hard to do, it's 50 grand a year for 20 years, and you say, I predict I'll live 10 years, you crystal ball it. You don't know, but you guess you're going to live 10 years or less. And you say, I'm going to take 100 grand out a year till I die. A lot of guesswork there, isn't it? It'd be hard to do that, wouldn't it? But let's just say you do. If you made 100 grand a year while you were working and you were in the 22% effective tax rate, when you retire and you pull 100 grand out, you're in the 22% tax bracket. You didn't save a dime by putting your money in the IRA or 401k. So many people say tax-free. My IRA is tax-free. It's not. It's tax-deferred. Because here's what the government says. And bear with me, there's some sarcasm here. You're not very good with money. You're not very smart. You don't read much. You don't know what to do with your money. So you're probably going to retire broke. So yeah, an IRA is going to save you money. As brutal as that sounds, that's what they're saying. Because that's the only way it saves you money. But what if you're a little more assertive and you do go educate yourself and you retire with 100 grand a year income? When you pull your money out of the IRA, you're in the same tax bracket or higher than when you were working. They don't save you money. They're useless. And you really, oof, here we go. I'll get some emails on this one. You should stop contributing to them. Keep your money. Pay the taxes, keep your money, and go buy income-producing assets. You'll make more money than you could ever save in taxes by doing that. Remember, Kiyosaki says it, savers are losers. They always lose. You want your money working in cash flowing investments. It's really that simple. And you really have to, and I know it's painful, because mentally you're going, I've been told, use IRA, use 401k, over and over and over again. They're wrong. It's just not going to save you any taxes unless you plan on failing financially. Let's address something that a lot of you are saying right now. Yeah, but I'm going to keep contributing that 6% of my income because they match it. That's a 100% rate of return. Did you know that you're only impressed by that because your financial IQ is so low that you think 100% rate of return is incredible, that you could never do it on your own? That's a result of a low financial IQ. But what if I showed you that when we buy a single family home, we generally get 100 to 250% rate of return in equity pickup? Do you see why I'm not impressed by your 100% rate of return? I know how to get 250% rate of return. And is there any 6% limit on it? No. It's unlimited. I can do it as often as I want. So be cautious. It's better to control your money, pay the taxes, keep it out of those things, and put it into income producing real estate or a business, if you know how to run a business, something that you control that produces cash flow every month. You will destroy any return you ever got in your IRA or 401k as a rule. Now, there's the next set of questions. But Steve, I can self-direct my IRA and buy real estate. You can. But if you're in an IRA, you're going to get hit with a little special tax called the unrelated business income tax, UBIT. UBIT, unrelated business income tax, which I heard was 35%. See, it's just a setup almost. The more I talk about it, the more I sit here going, man, they really are setting people up to fail. And I know they didn't mean, I don't think they meant to do it that way, but boy, that's sure what's going to happen if you're using those tools. If you've got an IRA, you're going to want to roll it over into a 401 solo, a self-employed 401k, because it doesn't get hit with the UBIT tax. And you can self-direct it just as effectively as you can an IRA. Now, some of you are going, okay, I get it. I'm going to stop contributing to my 401k, but how do I get to the money? Did you know that if you're with Shell Oil and you have a 401k with them, they won't let you self-direct it? They won't. You can jump up and down all you want and say, that's my money, that's my 401k, okay, go get it. I can't. I thought you said it was yours. It is. Then go get it. I can't. They've got control of your money. They're telling you what you can and can't do with it. Well, did you know that in Texas, You can give your 401k to your spouse and get it out of their control and into your control. Not many people know this, but we're doing it. So if you've got $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 sitting in a 401k doing nothing at your company, give it to your spouse and let them go buy income producing assets with it, self-direct it, and so on. Now, the catch, all the profit goes where? Back to the 401. So it's not the perfect situation, but it's definitely better than what you're sitting with now. Okay, we got to go to break. We'll talk more after the break here on the GetRealWealth.com radio show. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com. You're listening to AM 700, The Voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetRealWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free two-hour workshop on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for your family. For reservations, visit GetRealWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where we're again working on our financial IQ. I've shared a couple of concepts with you today that can be hard to swallow at first. Don't accept them immediately unless you fully grasp them. If you're sitting there going, no, that can't be right, all I ask is that you keep an open mind and think deeply about it. You know, that point about, I've seen people literally retire themselves by refinancing their house. Retire themselves. They had so much equity in their home doing nothing for them. They refinanced their house, bought an apartment complex, and retired. When it comes to the IRA and 401k, almost all of the students at Real Wealth Academy and really the other major clubs in Houston, our people are not contributing to IRAs and 401ks anymore. They want to control their money because their financial IQ is so high that they know what to do with it and the correct way to do it. So let me open the phone lines. They've been open. I'm sorry. They're 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV, or you can email me. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com. asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Okay, let's answer an email question from someone who wants to start wholesaling, but they really have no clue how to start. The first thing to do, Efren, is you want to educate yourself. The easiest way and most effective way is going to be to join a local real estate investor like club like ours or one like it. Doesn't have to be ours, but pick one and join one, because this solves two things. One, it's going to teach you and answer all of your questions about how to get started in wholesaling. And the second thing is it's going to allow you to build your buyer's list, which is the first step of wholesaling. See, most people make the mistake of, I'm going to go find a deal and people will drop out of the sky that want to buy it. That's not how it works. You want to find your buyers first. Let them tell you what they want. Go find that and bring it to them. With that strategy, it's taking about 48 hours to sell, less than 48 hours to sell a deal. and get your finder's fee. So, Efren, get out there, check out a few real estate investor clubs, make sure that they teach wholesaling, because most of them don't. Some of them don't. Most of them do, but there's a few who don't. Said that wrong. So make sure you make sure they do teach wholesaling. We do. We teach wholesaling, flipping, single family rental, apartment rental, self storage rental, mobile home rental, RV park rental. And what's the other one? Oh, assisted living coming later this year. All right, phone lines are open 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. This is funny from Anonymous. I don't trust anyone who wholesales. You know, this one always cracks me up. Prejudice like this always kills. Prejudice destroys your life, not the people you're prejudiced against. It destroys your life. Here's why. I love wholesalers, but I hate wholesalers. Love-hate relationship. Remember, it's an 80-20 rule. 80% of wholesalers don't know what they're doing. They're greedy. They can't negotiate a good price. They put too much profit in for themselves, killing the deal. 80% of them. But 20% do it right. You know, let's be straightforward. A good wholesaler is going to get a property between 50 and 60 cents on the dollar. Because by the time you add in closing costs, holding costs, rehab, you got to be down 50-55% of ARV. And I'm seeing these wholesalers out there running around at 70%. One guy told one of my students, yeah, we get them at about 77%. There's no profit there. 77% on a house that needs $40,000 work and is only ARV'd at $200,000, there's no profit there. You know the sad thing? Some of you are dumb enough to buy them, because I'm seeing it happen. I'm looking at deals that by the time you add in closing costs, holding costs, and the rehab and sales commission, if it's a flip, they're losing $20,000 on the deal, and they bought it. They are going to lose $20,000 on that deal. And then you know what they'll do? They'll run around telling everybody that flipping doesn't work. No, flipping works. You just didn't know what you were doing and overpaid for the property. So I warn you again, Anonymous, prejudice like this, all wholesalers are bad, hurts you, because you're going to miss deals that the good wholesalers will bring you. Same thing goes for realtors. I don't trust anyone who's a realtor, but I love realtors and I hate realtors. 80-20 rule again. 80% of them suck. 20% of them are great. And then the top 20%, the 4%, are incredible. It's just you have to go through a lot of them to find the good ones. So watch out for prejudice in any part of your life. Prejudicia, prejudgment. Don't do that. You're going to harm yourself more than you harm them. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com, asksteve@getrealwealth.com. wealthwithoutlimits.com. Okay, next, guy named Jet. That's a cool name. 300 grand in a 401, about 300 grand cash, and 1.5 million in an IRA, working 60 hours a week. What should I do? Wow. First off, you didn't tell me what you make. You didn't have to. I'm just telling you, I don't know. I'm going to assume with this type of savings that you make about 200 grand a year. You've got basically 2.1 million. If you were to deploy 1 million of that into my syndicator's deals, you'd be making about 200 grand a year and never work another day in your life, except at what you want to do. That's exactly what I would do. I would deploy 1 million of that into some syndicated deals where they're getting 20 to 35% rate of return. And as I described, you're going to make between $200,000 and $350,000 annually. You're done. Now, if I'm wrong and you make more than $250,000, you can do the math and figure it out how much you would need to invest. But you're in a really, really, really good position. Congratulations on all this savings. All right, let me hit the last paragraph. Yeah, that's not enough to retire. I get that. Okay. No other questions in that email. But yeah, that's what I would do. If you want to learn about, excuse me, if you want to learn about how our program works, come to our free introductory workshop, our free course. Go to getrealwealth.com, getrealwealth.com. Upper right-hand corner, it will say free class. Click that button and you can reserve a seat there. Okay. Phone lines are open at 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or email me. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Asksteve@getrealwealth.com. We got to go to break here in a moment, but when we come back, I'll answer some more email questions, including one that's very interesting about new land development. And I'll share with you the pros and cons of doing that. All right, this is the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel and romance, more time for family and fitness, more time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free two-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit GetRealWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thank you.
Radio show. Remember, you can always find us online at getrealwealth.com. If you're interested in meeting us and seeing what we're doing and how our coaching system works, come to our free sample class. You can find that on the homepage at getrealwealth.com. Upper right-hand corner, yellow button says free course. You can make reservations there. If you've got a question for me, we are in the final segment of today's show, so you need to call now. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me at asksteve@getrealwealth.com. When we went to the break, I kind of misunderstood an email as I read further into it, this is more a request for me to analyze a deal. Now, it's very difficult for me to do this, except that this guy sent an excellent analysis of the deal. Now, I have to assume that you've done your due diligence and these are real numbers. You've talked to your mortgage company. You've gotten a written bid for these repairs. Your closing costs are in there. Your holding costs are in there. I mean, it's a well-done analysis, about 3 pages long. The only thing I can tell you about this deal is I would not rent it out. There's $50,000 equity when it's all said and done, plus you'll get your down payment back. I would flip this house. I would not rent it out, because you can take your down payment, which looks like it's about 25, with the 50 to have 75. You can almost buy 4 houses with that $75,000 instead of having it all tied up in this one house. So, no, I don't see this as a good rental, even though it would cash flow like a crazy person. But, yeah. And you're just almost right outside of the perfect rental property price, too, at $300,000. Yeah, this one's easy. Well done, by the way. Good job. But yeah, I would flip it. Get that $50,000 out, plus your down payment back, and go buy three or four houses and don't have all this money stuck in one house. That's another form of dead equity. Dead equity. All right. If you've got a question for me, give me a call, 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Let me open this next one. Okay, another anonymous. He's got a tire kicker that won't give him a check for the application deposit or the application fee, but they keep calling and saying they want the house. Okay, Wesley, this is a scammer. This is a scammer. Ditch them. I don't care if they show up with the money tomorrow. Ditch them. They're messing with you. And this is a strategy that scammers use. They work on you and work on you and work on you. You finally get tired. You think they're super serious. You let them move in. And you haven't collected all the money. And you're never going to see the money. And they'll be in there for 30 days or 60 days for free. So, Wesley, based off your email, this person is completely bogus. Ditch them. Go find somebody else. Get that sign in the front yard. Get your ad on Craigslist and other places online. If you're in the greater Houston area, make sure you use the Green Sheet too. It's a very effective source for leads. Find somebody else, Wesley, because this smells like a scam. Okay, phone lines are open. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. All right, this person is looking for a property manager in Pasadena. I like mind.co, mynd.co. Check them out. They will do it, I think it's like $130 a month per house, and they even guarantee your rent. It's a pretty sweet deal. Pretty sweet deal. And they have good maintenance teams. Their maintenance expenses are not out of line at all. They're a little more, of course, than what you could get, but you're not doing the work. They're taking care of it. They've got some fair pricing. So check out Mynd, MYND.co. Used to be owned by Steve Rosenberg. Outstanding individual. He set up a very good system for them to take over. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Oh, that's the same email, sorry. Let's try the next one, which is a question. This is Matt. What are people targeting per unit? For profit on apartments? This one's tough to answer, Matt. There's really not a number. It's based off of your NOI, your cash flow, and your cap rate, your rate of return. Multifamily is not like single family where I can say, yeah, you need 350 and up cash flow, and most deals are around 400 or 500. You can't say that about apartments. A C-class might only make $100 a month per unit. A B-class might make $150 or $200. An A-class might make $500 profit per unit, you know, so because they're renting for $2,800 a unit. So it really has a huge range, Matt. I can't tell from your email if you, bear with me, have taken a course or not. Or meaning I don't know if you know what you're doing. It doesn't sound like it from this question, but that's okay. I'm glad you emailed me. I truly appreciate it. But make sure you take a course on real estate investing in apartments. There's multiple courses in the greater Houston area you can take. Pick one, get in there, because there's so much more. So many people will go out there and buy a single family house, and they get this idea that they can buy a 40 or 50 unit and it's not going to be that much different. No, it's completely different. They are not similar other than people live there. That's about the only thing they have in common. You need to understand the complete multifamily business model, understand net operating income, understand the capitalization rate, understand the difference between cash flow and internal rate of return, and get away from dollar per door. That's not really how you look at multifamily. Okay, phone lines are open. I think we've got a call. Here we go. Anthony in Humble. Anthony, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
Doing well, doing well.
How can I help?
It's more of a capital question, and I fully intend on taking some of the classes on multifamily. But my real question is, if I have, you know, $50,000 to $100,000, do you think I should be looking more towards the multifamily to get started, maybe as a passive, or do you think it's better to get my feet wet with doing residential and I can kind of get a few houses immediately?
Yeah, I like that idea in that price range. I always tell people if they've got 120 and up, they need to look at putting 50 into a passive deal and using 50 to flip. If you're somewhere between 50 and 100, if you put 50, you're not going to have enough to flip, so you'll kind of be stuck.
Right.
I would look at possibly either flipping or building a small single family portfolio of rentals, and then selling all of them at the same time and moving to apartments, something like that, Anthony. You've got quite a few options, but those are two of them.
But if I did have a full 100 to throw in, I was just throwing it out there between 50 and 100, but I really do have over 100. But if I have 100.
Yeah, okay. If you got 100 or more, then I would do 50 in a passive deal, keep 50 free, flip a house, make another 50, put it in a passive deal, flip another house, make 50, put it in a passive deal, and just build your passive portfolio that way, Anthony.
Okay. Okay. No, that makes sense. And I fully intend, obviously, I'd like to learn more about the model. I did go to a class before, but I never did the full all-day classes. So
okay.
I'm definitely interested. But, no, that helps at least with the money that I have where I might end up parking it.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate the phone call, Anthony.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. Remember, everybody, that my email is open to you. A lot of you are unable to email me right now, or as soon as the show's over, 5 minutes from now, you're going to go, ooh, I should have asked this. Don't hesitate to fire me an email 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com. asksteve@getrealwealth.com. All right, this has been the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great rest of your day.
This has been the GetRealWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about the mentoring and consulting at Real Wealth Academy, visit GetRealWealth.com and attend one of our free introductory workshops on real estate investing. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thanks for listening and have a great rest of your day.